Mr. McIndoe, reel 2.
Tell me a bit more about the fishtail bomb. Describe that.
The fishtail bomb was made in sections, something like a Mills's bomb. I forget the number of sections that was on it, with a detonator going through the centre, fastened to a short piece of wood, like about the same size as a broom shank. And it different coloured streamers was attached to it, which would give it that downward effort or in flight, same as a dart. And the fishtail bomb would land on its detonator, come in contact with the earth or the ground, so explode the detonator.
Did that prove suitable for trench use?
No, they were obsolete in quite a few months.
Were there any dangers in throwing these? Did you have any accidents with them while you were training?
I didn't personally, but I knew of some.
What happened?
Well, in the early stages of the war, one was accidentally dropped by a bomb aimer, and it was in a trench, and the rest of his colleagues had to run round the end of the traverse in order to escape the blast of the bomb. In propelling this, or in his effort to throw it, he dropped it. He dropped the bomb into the trench, and shouted to his colleagues, get out of the way. They got round the side of the traverse, but I understood that one chap got injuries to his leg during the explosion.
Now, continuing talking about your training, I'd like you to try and describe for me what a typical day's routine would be like, starting from the time you got up until the time you went to bed. Just take me through the day in as much detail as you can.
It's in camp?
Yeah, while you were under training.
Well, the reveille used to go at 5:30 in the morning. There would be 10 or 12 occupants of a bell tent. Dixies of tea would be placed by the cooks at the top of the lines, and one from each tent would take the cups and get the number of cups that he required for his tent mates. That was known as gunfire. That being over, we would start cleaning up. Buttons, shaving, ablutions, cleaning your equipment, folding the great coat, which of course was enclosed in the valise that you had on your pack. But this was in readiness for the 9 o'clock parade, but at, say, 7:30, everybody would be out on a course of physical training, running around the rifle range, trotting, around the rifle range on the hands down, do quite a few press-ups. Returning to camp for breakfast. After breakfast,
how was the food issued to you, and what sort of food did you have?
The food was issued and it was allocated to each section. Four sections in a platoon, four platoons to a company. One man was detailed, as we used to keep a rota, to get the rations for 10 section, 11 section, 12 section, whatever the case would be. And that would be bread, pot of jam, meat, or whatever was being issued that day. He would draw the rations for his own section, for the whole of the section. Those would be taken to the mess tent, and after they were consumed, there would be the clearing away to which the orderly would do it.
And what sort of food would you have had for breakfast?
Oh, I think boiled bacon was issued sometimes. Boiled bacon. There was always a liberal quantity of jam. Mm-hmm. Mostly plum and apple. And the next day you'd get a change. Probably apple and plum.
And what was the drill after breakfast?
The drill after breakfast was usually in full kit, and it was square bashing or musketry. The rest of the day was taken up by marching, form fours, form in platoon, company drill, battalion drill, and musketry. Instruction in the musketry, of loading and unloading, and the cleansing of the rifle.
There'd be a break for dinner, presumably.
Yes. usually about an hour and a half, and then troops were told to fall in then at 2:30.
Dinner was the main meal, was it?
Dinner was the main meal.
What would you have for dinner?
Well, sometimes you'd get a roast, and sometimes a stew, and sometimes sea pie, the crust of which would be stuck to the bottom of the Dixie. The pastry, so-called pastry. Mm. We were felt well fed, really, under those circumstances.
Mm. And in the afternoon, would the drill be any different from the morning session?
No. It'd follow about the same procedure.
Mm. Would much attention be given to bayonet work?
Not in the early stages. No. That, of course, came. That drill came in with musketry, fixing bayonet, and bayonet fighting was encouraged. Mm-hmm. With dummies, of course. And also practice rifles. Instead of a bayonet, there would be a plunger on the end, taking up the place of the bayonet. A plunger on the end, which was held there by a spring, and parry, point, on guard, and that's the three principal instructions of musketry: parry, point, on guard. You could pair off, or you would be paired off to an opponent who was equipped with the same material as you, and you had a padded breastplate and protective wear in the front and chest, and a mask on the face.
Right. Any other aspects of training that came in that we haven't dealt with?
Some nights, not often, we had night manoeuvres in and around Colchester, and route marches to outskirts of Essex.
Mm. What sort of length would the route marches be?
Oh, 15-20 miles. 15 and 20.
At what sort of pace?
Well, we were not a light infantry regiment, which they maintain about 60 steps or paces to the minute. No. I suppose our pace was 45, 50.
I see. And while you were at Colchester, you'd have some opportunities of going down to the town. When you went out, was there a standard inspection drill before you were allowed to go down to town?
Yes, you passed the guard room, and you were scrutinised there as regards your dress, the angle of your hat, as to whether you were equipped with a cane. Although your pocket money was 7 shillings a week, we were receiving a shilling a day, 1 shilling a day, you were told to buy yourself a cane, which cost about 3 shillings, 3 and 6, before you could leave the camp. If you didn't have one, you had to borrow one from a colleague that wasn't going to town that night. And in the town, there were church army places had been they'd acquired them from empty shops. Church army, YMCA. And Salvation Army, yes, where you could get a cup of tea and light refreshments at a very reasonable price.
And were these the places you tend to go to?
Yes. Yes.
So tell me, when you went into Colchester, what sort of things would you do? What did most of the men do during their time off in town?
Well, a lot of time was taken up letter writing. I myself was interested, I had been just prior to this, in billiards. And these small places were YMCA and the Church Army were equipped with a small size billiard table, to which I had been interested and still was. As you can see there, I have four cups there that I won for billiards and different stages, not in the army, of course.
Yes.
But it served me in good stead for acquiring the principles of the game.
Mm.